The Twins, written by Saskia Sargentson, read by Candida Gubbins and Claire Willey. Chapter 1. We weren't always twins. We used to be just one person. The story of our conception was the ordinary kind they tell you about in biology lessons. You know how it goes. An athletic sperm hits the egg target and new life forms. So there we were. A single ho-hum baby in the making. Then comes the extraordinary part. Because that one egg split, tearing in half, and we became two babies. Two halves of a whole. That's why it's weird, but true. We were one person first, even if only for a millisecond. Mummy always said that having twins was the last thing she'd expected. Except she knew there had to be a good reason why she couldn't fit through doors at 4 months. Let alone do her jeans up. Mummy was beautiful. Everyone said so. She looked like an ice queen from the pages of a fairy tale. A queen who wore flip-flops and Indian skirts with tassels dangling down, and whose fingers were stained nicotine yellow. She wouldn't tell us who our father was. Not that it really mattered. We just pretended it did, because it felt exciting to try and guess who he might be. As if we could invent the story of our own birth. There's a Greek myth that says if a woman sleeps with a god and a mortal on the same day, she'll have two babies, one child from each father. Even our mother wouldn't do anything as slutty as that. But when we climbed the branches of the lilac tree to sit on the roof of the shed, sharing an apple and discussing possible paternal options, the idea of being fathered by a god was satisfying. The obvious choice was a rock god. Our mother played The Doors obsessively. She looked at Jim Morrison's picture on the album cover and sighed. The only thing we knew about our father was that our mother met him at a festival in California. Bingo, it had to be Morrison. We didn't want our dad to be one of the creeps and weirdos we lived with at the commune in Wales. Lanky Luke or Smelly Eric. Mummy didn't love any of them. We wrote Mr. Morrison a letter once, secretly signing it from Viola and Isolt Love. We never got a reply. On the 3rd of July 1971, Jim Morrison was found dead in his bath in Paris. Cause of death? Heart failure brought on by heavy drinking. He'd planned to stop being a rock god and become a poet. He'd been waiting for his contract to run out. The day the news broke, we came home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?